is the new hit single, Public Enemy number one. The new album is 13. Of course, it's Megadeth, Dave Mustaine. And when we come back in the next segment, we're going to play part of We the People that is extremely powerful with this message of liberty and freedom. Dave Mustaine joins us. We're about to go to break, but let's go ahead and bring Dave up right now. Dave, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Good morning to all your listeners.
Absolutely. Good morning to all of them. I'm sorry I woke you up yesterday when I called you.
Oh, that's all right. Got to sleep sometime.
You know, I had missed Jimmy Kimmel Live. I don't think I've ever seen you dress up as a Halloween character, much less Frankenstein.
you know, it's funny. I was telling the guys over at Kimmel that when I was 18, I was hanging out with the wrong kind of people and actually had gotten arrested that night dressed up like Eddie from Iron Maiden. But fortunately, that was... You know, it was just one of those young and dumb things, and they let me go. They just wanted to make sure I wasn't some wacko dressed up like Eddie. They'd never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, pretty scary, especially
the
when...
The top of the hatchet didn't help.
Oh, the hatchet part.
Yeah, it was from the album cover Killers, the very first one when Eddie was... That was the first Iron Maiden record I'd heard.
Yeah, that's a scary album cover. He's got blood all over him with the hatchet, and he's got a leering smile.
Yeah, he's winking.
Well, wow, the new album has raced up to the very top of the charts. Congratulations. It only came out, what, yesterday?
You know, I'm so excited about everything that's happening. We've got such a great campaign right now. The folks at Roadrunner and the folks with my management and all of our representatives with our agency and everything have just really get this one out of the park. Just paying attention to what, you know, my goals are, what I want to do, and what I have left to do on my bucket list. You know, I mean, who would have thought a month and a half ago I would be standing on a stage in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, you've got the Big Four, one of the hottest concerts in the world right now, one of the biggest concerts in the world, and you're about to travel down to South America to giant crowds. Dave Mustaine's our guest. The full interview straight ahead live. It's November 2nd. Stay with us. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome
what's been the problem with phone companies?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the next 25 minutes or so, Dave Mustaine joins us. Of course, he was on Jimmy Kimmel a few nights ago and brought down the house. His new album kicked off November 1st and has raced to the top of the charts across the board. The new album is 13. He has the single Public Enemy number one. We opened up the start of the show with, coming up before he leaves us, we'll play at least part of We the People. I think my favorite piece off of the new album. We'll give you the websites and more. Of course, it's been put out by Roadrunner Records. Dave Mustaine joins us from his home in San Diego. Dave, great to have you here with us again.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Wow, the Big Four, the biggest concert in the world right now. I mean, am I wrong, or is Megadeth turbocharged right now?
Yeah, we're definitely turbocharging it.
I mean, you guys are taking it up to the next level. So much is going on. What is on Dave Mustaine's mind right now?
Well, we leave Monday for South America. We've got Giganto coming up next year. I've got this incredible new thing from a company called Rock Prodigy coming out. It's a guitar application that basically I'm inside of your iPad or your iPhone teaching you how to play guitar. That's going to be coming out next week. It's about Public Enemy in that. A couple other really great Megadeth songs, Holy Wars and Tornado of Souls too, and stuff like that. And then we're going to be heading over next year to Europe to make up what we missed out. You know, doing the Big Four thing was so huge. There was a lot of little cities that got skipped in between that we like to play. So we got a lot of things we got to make up.
Tell us about the Big Four. Are we going to see more of that?
I hope so. You know, that was totally unplanned. Something that came out of the blue, just like my book. The success of that was mind blowing too. You know, having all these things happen is just really it's foreign for me. So having an opportunity to go and play again another Big Four show, yeah, of course we'd do it. Problem is that the four outfits, all four of us, are so thick that to get all four groups free in the same neck of the woods and able to do this, it's a big undertaking.
Well, it is. I mean, you're trying to get four hugely successful, you know, top metal bands together at the same time. That's got to be rough when you guys are all in such demand across the world. You know, looking at the numbers, I mean, Megadeth is probably my favorite rock band of all time. But when you look at the entire genre, it seems that heavy metal itself is even more popular now outside of the United States. So is that fair to say, Dave?
You know, it's funny, Alex, because when times are rough, people they buckle down, and heavy metal is, I believe, the anthem of people, the underdog, and persevering. A lot of the lyrics that we talk about has to do with the, you know, fighting the good fight, and a lot of the music has that turbocharged feeling you were talking about. It gives us something to look forward to sometimes. You know, a lot of people work out in metal and stuff like that, but especially politically when we're in, you know, times like we are right now globally in our own country and in some of our own cities, you know, heavy metal is just music that's really popular with the feelings that everybody's experiencing right now.
Well, it is. Getting into the album itself, what is your favorite track if you had to pick one? And tell us about a few of the songs that are on the new album.
You know, I hate to sound cliche, but it changes from day to day. You know, depending on what part of the day, too, it's, you know, sometimes I like listening to the really aggressive stuff in the morning when I'm working out, and other times the last thing I want to do is wake up and listen to something like Never Dead because it's just, all right, let's go. But, you know, for me, I think probably politically the song, We the People, you were talking about, it's really touches home for me. 13 is important, too. That was pretty much putting my life story into one song. And it's so hard to do that. I was looking at all the songs I wrote the other day, yesterday, actually. We launched our new version of our website to go with our new record, I looked at this long list of all the songs that I'd written, and it was overwhelming to think each one of those is actually something I sat down and put pen to paper and had melodies and stuff like that, because you don't really think about your whole body of work when if you're not concentrating on it, it just kind of goes past. I mean, unless you're self-obsessed.
Well, I noticed that you've got some of the same themes along the Liberty Line that you've always discussed in the lyrics, but you've got titles like We the People. Of course, the last album, Endgame, you know, getting into global extermination and things beyond Megadeth. But politically right now, I mean, obviously there's a message in this record, and I think that's why out of the gates it's gone to the top of the charts. What's your view on Occupy Wall Street, all the things that are happening in the world right now, the microphones they're putting in streetlights? What's Dave Mustaine's view on that?
Well, I didn't hear anything about the streetlights being outfitted with microphones until just yesterday. So it doesn't surprise me. I read 1984 when I was really young. I also read Animal Farm, which is, I'm sure, somehow ties into our present also. But, all of this stuff I've sang about for years. And, I mean, I don't consider myself a prophet by any mean. I read books and paid attention when I was supposed to. So a lot of the things that I've learned and that I sing about is stuff we've all heard, stuff you hear in Sunday school, stuff that you hear, growing up in public school or private school, if you're so fortunate. And I think that, this record, when you look at all the stuff that I've written about it, I try and stay away from the political side, but it just happens. It's kind of like you bleed it. You start writing it, then all of a sudden it goes from a love song into a political song.
Well, that was a case that came out today where a guy went into Walmart with a baseball bat and told some old veteran they wanted money, and he wouldn't give it to him, so they beat him over the head. I mean, I saw your quote on the Australian radio show where you talked about the fact that you never thought you'd see a president playing groups off against each other like is happening right now. I mean, this is desperate class warfare, but then I see the White House and the Republicans to a great extent bought and paid for by the more corrupt elements of Wall Street that have gotten rich off bailout money. I mean, we already pay a record amount of taxes. When is this going to end?
I don't know. I mean, I have my own philosophy based on my faith, but that's personal to me, and I don't want to get into it on the air because I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that don't agree with me, so I don't want to piss anybody off. But, for me, I know how it will be end. So, and I know I'm on the winning side, so I'm cool with all that. And even if I'm wrong, I'm definitely living better today than I was before. I changed my approach towards faith. I look at the statement that I made, about this divisiveness that's happening. It's real easy when you're the most powerful man in the world to say, enough, guys, let's put an end to this. I don't understand for the life of me. It's like the more I pay attention to politics, the more I don't want to pay attention to it. And the more it seems like, Sarah Connor knew what she was doing.
Yeah, run to the hills. Absolutely.
It's funny, and the more that you talk to people on the street, the more people are preparing for some kind of almost like a final battle or something. It's really weird. I mean, I'm not talking to a bunch of factions or anything like that. Cults out here or anything like that. Not by any means, but just talking to people that are scared. They're scared.
Well, people should be, and when a hurricane's coming in days before it even forms, or an earthquake, birds, mice, animals, they know something's coming. Humans have that same discernment, sixth sense, whatever you want to call it. And government itself is digging in, is building bunkers. And I saw an ABC News article last week about middle-class people now in mass setting up doomsteads and things. Even though the government's saying everything's fine, we're not in a depression, go back to sleep, people instinctively or spiritually are gearing up for something. And I know that I have never really geared up for stuff, and now I've been doing it myself, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people used to rely on the media for all of their information, and now with the, even though the internet is full of a bunch of controversy and it's rife with misinformation and disinformation. I know that it's also an outlet for a lot of people to be able to, you know, purvey the truth and you know, people who, you know, maybe not people, you know, that would know me at all, so they don't appreciate what I got to say. But, you know, when you have the elite that are paying for the media, you know, they tell you what you want to hear. And I know that when I go overseas and I see the other TV that's on, like, for example, the difference between CNN in America and CNN overseas, it's like two totally different networks. And you know, when you're over in, say, Japan, for example, and you're watching the news there, it's totally different. Totally different what they show us.
It is. It is. You can see that the system is putting out different flavors of propaganda depending on what population they're talking to and targeting. Why did you, I mean, we know why you picked the name of the last album, Endgame. Why the iconography of 13 and you've got the Megadeth corporate skull man with the hear nothing, see nothing, say nothing, three monkeys, but he's turned around staring into some type of abyss. Can you break down your vision, because I know you basically come up with the covers, the vision we're seeing here in this album cover for the new album 13 by Megadeth.
It's not that clever, really, Alex. It's the 13th record in my career. I started playing when I was 13. I was born on the 13th. People think that, you know, the number 13 is bad. Well, it wasn't for me. My life started on that day, and I know that the association with the you know, superstition and the bad side of 13 had to do with the Templar Knights or something like that.
Yeah, that's when the Catholic Church rounded them up and killed a bunch of them. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I know that 13 shows up all over the place, and it's funny how much now, even more so that you know, we've used this number. It's like when, you know, your old lady gets pregnant, all of a sudden you see pregnant women everywhere, or you buy a Volkswagen and you realize everybody's got the same older Volkswagen. You know, as soon as I leaned on 13, it all of a sudden started popping up everywhere. And then the actual logo itself with the word 13 and the number 13 inside of it, that was our artist, John Lorenzi, who came up with that. When I first saw that, I went, wow, that's really clever.
Now, Dave, we've only got about 10 minutes left with you here, and I appreciate your time. I know you've been talking a ton and singing, and you're about to go on the road, and I don't want to burn you out here, but there's so many questions I want to go over. Hopefully you will come back with us, maybe even in studio here in Austin in the next few months when you get back from your South America tour.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, it was great actually seeing you up there in person in Dallas, I guess a year and a half ago. How time flies. Now,
that was a long time ago.
I think because of time constraints, after you leave us, I'm going to come back and actually play my favorite new tune on the album, We the People. But specifically, what are you talking about here? I mean, the lyrics speak for themselves, but what are you saying in We the People?
Wow. I think I'm saying what everybody's saying right now, that they're pissed. You know, what happened to all of the things that our grandparents worked for and set up? I mean, you know, you watch the dollar plummet, you see Social Security and all of these benefits that people have taken away. You watch these corrupt bankers take people's life savings and it disappears into a vapor. And then you have people like Madoff saying that he's happier, he's in jail, and that people look up to him there. Well, you know, I mean, the only difference between him is that the criminals are wearing jumpsuits instead of three-piece suits. You know, it's all the same. And to think about all these people who've their lives have changed forever because of this, you know, the people who are defenseless, that's the thing that pisses me off. And while we were watching everything that was going on with I don't even know the word that I want to say, but just the immovability of the people in Congress and the people in the Senate and the White House is all frozen right now, and it's mind-boggling. Somebody has to do something. There's got to be an American up there somewhere.
There's got to be. Looking at the Euro crisis that we predicted in the Obama deception, engineered implosion, and now they're setting up a banking dictatorship. And did you see it last week when the Pope called for global government?
Yeah, I did. I saw that. for the global currency too. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, how could you at 20 years old? I mean, I remember, you know, 25, 30 years ago listening to your stuff before you were even in Metallica, because I was, I mean, I had neighbors that were all, you know, into speed metal, thrash metal. When I was like 9 years old. I'm only 37. How were you writing about things like this? Because, I mean, people ask how I was politically formed. Some of it was listening to Megadeth.
I thank you, I think.
Look what you've done, Dave.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
You know, the great thing about helping people unleash their mind and let them become free thinkers is that the world's a fascinating place, and that we're so capable of doing so much good. And sometimes people don't agree with us, and they can mistake, you know, what we do. You know, I mean, good is sometimes the enemy of great. But, you know, for me, doing this kind of music, singing these kind of songs, having these kind of lyrics, I guess in some way I'm just doing my part, I believe, to make the world a better place through heavy metal music, even though that sounds, you know, like you should be having some kind of a nursery rhyme in the background or something, or some circus music or something. You know, it's true. You know, I don't know how to play another type of music. This is what I was given, and it's what I love, and being able to educate people is great. I mean, I know you know when you've talked to one of your listeners or you've met somebody out on the road and they get that aha moment where their eyes just dilate and all of a sudden they're like, I get it. I love that feeling.
Now, that's the real magic in the world. You know, they say the root of all evil is money. No, it's not. You know, this world system is people to sell out for money they create out of nothing. What the system is really after is trafficking in the souls of men. This ruling Illuminati system, from my deep research, is interested in our minds and our souls. It wants to program us. What's your take on that statement, Dave?
Well, going back, that scripture, actually, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of incomplete. As far as the Illuminati and the elite and everything like that, it's, you know, it's right and it's hidden in plain sight. And, you know, all of the maneuvering that's going on. And you know, all anybody has to do, if they're curious, is look. You know, when you saw, you know, people talking about the New World Order, the reason the New World Order's on this new record was because when I sang about it, you know, 12 years ago, it was a demo song, and it never got released officially, and because of the content in the song, I had to sing that song on this new record. So New World Order's on 13, and you know, watching that stuff happen as a little kid and having people say, oh, one day, you know, there's going to be the cataclysmic end of the world, and it's going to happen when you see all this stuff going on in Israel and in the Middle East and all this stuff where everybody can agree and have $1 and one church and one boss, and it's like, wow, is that possible? And now you see it, they're even talking about it. Who would have even imagined talking about that?
Who would imagine the Pope coming out and saying one world currency, global government, bank of the world? And it was the official church organ put that out. I mean, that is just incredible, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, you know, this is a very incredible world we live in, and we have a lot of power. People can rise up and say no.
Well, look at the testament to how many people you've reached, and again, that's God's plan, but different people hit different sectors of society, and your whole life has been a journey to bring you to where you are now. I know there's a lot more ahead, hopefully, from Dave Mustaine and Megadeth. Folks can go to Megadeth with an E in the death, Megadeth.com, or just type in Dave Mustaine or Megadeth into your search engine. The first thing will lead you to their site. You can get the book, Mustaine, A Life in Metal. Dave, I want to have you back after you're done touring for a respite for a full hour on the book. I've actually ordered a copy. I'm going to read it. And I'm really enjoying the new album. I think it's even better than Endgame. I thought Endgame was extremely powerful, especially the lyrics. But, man, this new album feels like vintage Megadeth, but with something even better added to it.
I agree. Thanks.
In the time we've got left here, we're going to come back here and play We the People after you're gone. Dave, Metallica, I mean, it is so good, you know, to see you, of course, who was right there at the beginning of Metallica and influenced it so much, and that's obviously, you know, another amazing band who I admire and grew up listening to, and with all its political lyrics, Justice for all of that, but it's good to see you on the Big Four tour with them, and hearing that you guys have, you know, really gotten to be good friends again.
You know, we always had a friendship, although a lot of times it was strained. That was a lot to do with the media. You know, Lars and I were doing an interview over in Europe recently, and he had said, you know, we have these two relationships, the one that we have and then the one that the press thinks we have. And, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, we had such an incredible thing that we created. Changed the world. I mean, there's not a guitar player that I know that plays the heavy metal riff that their life hasn't been touched by what me and James did on guitar. And it's really neat to be able to, at the end of the day, know that you've done such an incredible thing. I mean, yeah, sometimes it's a little hard. You know, there's the times where, you know, I wish that none of that stuff had ever happened and that I was still in the band, but we got two great bands now, and James and I are close, Lars and I are close, and who knows? I'm hoping there's more Big Four stuff. I personally think that we've done the East Coast and the West Coast. Now we need to do a Big Four snack dab right in the middle around Dallas or Austin, maybe.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Well, Dave, again, look forward to speaking to you in the future. Bon voyage and be safe down in South America. And then, of course, more tour dates coming up after that next year here in the United States, correct?
Yes. We've got Gigantor starting the beginning of January. What's the date that starts? I think it's towards the latter part of January, yeah. But you can find that at gigantor.com, too, with Motorhead, Volbeat, and Liquid Coil. And that's going to be in the States.
Amazing. Dave, I'll say bye to you during the break. Thank you for all the time, and hopefully you'll be in studio with us sooner rather than later. That's Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, the new album, 13, available everywhere, iTunes, you name it, but right there at Megadeth.com. I'm Alex Jones. Jesse Ventura is coming up, and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
One world government, one world everything. That's only part of We the People. They've got 13 tracks on 13, and the whole thing basically exposes the New World Order and tyranny. And I'm hearing this more and more with Muse and with the Foo Fighters and with Rush. They are all speaking out against the New World Order and tyranny now. But if you go back, Megadeth was talking about all this stuff 20 years ago. Hard to believe, 30 years ago. How old was I when I was about 10? Yeah, that's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about, for 25, 30 years, talking about those issues. I don't normally like to have a big guest right at the start of the show, but Dave and I talked some, and he'd been talking about sometime popping into town and just being in studio, but he just got too booked to do it a few weeks ago. And so I kind of forgotten about getting him on when the album came out. We discussed that. And then, boom, I called him yesterday. Didn't know he'd been on Jimmy Kimmel, dressed up like Frankenstein. Never seen anything like it, and woke him up at about 9 a.m. his time. And then he set up the interview today. And let me tell you, all of these top musicians and people, I'll guarantee you, and I'll just leave it at that, had people pressuring him, you know, not to cover certain subjects. But you notice Dave still does. And boy, he really knows a lot. Someday I want to do a hardcore interview where he really lets it all hang out and shows you the real Dave Mustaine. I mean, you saw the real Dave Mustaine in the interview some, but he really is smart. He really knows his stuff. He really studies the New World Order. Well, hell, he named his last album after Endgame, my film. Let me give you an idea. But this new one, I got to say, I wish that that the album that is named after one of my films was better than 13, but 13 is far better. I mean, Endgame's a great album, but this is powerful. Good to see Megadeth churning some stuff out like that. Another signpost illustrating how awake people are getting across the world, and the fact that people have been awake for a long time are now coming out in a bold way against tyrants. Now, it just so happened that Dave Mustaine was on today, and this is the day Jesse Ventura can come on. So we're going to get Ventura on with us. He's scheduled for the entire next hour, and we'll get into a host of interesting issues. I don't know how much he'll get into on air. Like I said, I wish you – I mean, Ventura is the real Ventura. He's one of the most bona fide, real people that I know, but maybe I shouldn't get Ventura saying some, get him going on some subjects, but just amazing. So Jesse Ventura is scheduled to be coming up. You know, I didn't even know that. Well, I'm not going to get into it. I'll just leave it at that. Interesting interview with Dave Mustaine. Again, another signpost illustrating the fact that the public is waking up when music like this is at the top of the charts. It's at the top of the metal charts, and it's in the last I checked yesterday, like in the top 10 of the rock charts. Period, and that's good for an album that came out on the first day doing that. Actually, I noticed topping Metallica and some of their new stuff in the charts. So, very very exciting to have Dave Mustaine, who will reach hundreds of millions of people. I mean, he goes to Brazil and places. They'll have 2-3 million people chanting with the lyrics there. And you talk about 1776 worldwide. You talk about the liberty and freedom movement worldwide. People like Dave Mustaine really getting hardcore in the fight for liberty is a powerful tool in awakening this planet to the globalist. I mean, you just heard those lyrics. Or if you're not somebody that's attuned to listening to music like that and weren't quite making them out, it's talking about world government, global everything, total tyranny, and a global declaration of independence against it. That is so incredibly exciting to have things like that going on. And again, I can only commend Dave Mustaine and the rest of his great band and crew of their courage in doing what they're doing. And you notice No Guts, No Glory. This album is now going to surge up to number one, and is surging up to number one because it is hardcore and people want the truth. So don't keep your light hidden under a bushel, as they say. Now, I shot a video driving home last night because I'm you know, having to get geared up for the 24-hour plus live transmission that kicks off tomorrow at 11 a.m. And I was driving home. Aaron Dice was doing the nightly news. But I went ahead and just shot an iPhone video and uploaded it up. And the guys put it at the beginning of the nightly news. And it had the headline, Greece on the Verge of Collapse. And I saw the classic COINTELPRO, who were there within seconds of one of our videos going live on YouTube. And we took that and put it on the start of the nightly news. Within seconds, they give it negative votes, even though it always ends up being about 95% positive, 5% negative. Sometimes 99% positive, 1% negative. The haters are waiting, dozens of them, full-time paid assets. And the government admits they have these megaphone programs and these sock puppet programs is also what they call it, where they popped in immediately and said, you're a fearmonger. You're full of baloney. Nothing's going to collapse. I had stacks of mainstream news articles. In fact, I've got it over here in my stack. Headline, Euro on the verge of collapse. Greece on the verge of collapse, talking about firing their joint chiefs of staff. First they were going to have a referendum on giving up all their sovereignty and going into austerity in the euro. Then they weren't going to do it. Then they weren't. Stock markets gyrating wildly. And there's that COINTELPRO saying Alex is exaggerating. It's not on the verge of collapse. Here's the New York Times. this morning. Give me a document cam shot. I'll show folks. Greek cabinet backs call for referendum on debt crisis. It was Zero Hedge that first broke yesterday that they had not spiked it, as Papandreou was saying. With the government teetering on the verge of collapse, the Greek cabinet offered its full support early today to Prime Minister George A. Papandreou for his surprise plan to call a referendum on the Greek financial crisis. Again, with the government teetering on the verge of collapse. That's why I said. And then if it doesn't collapse, they go, look, you're wrong. I said teetering on the verge. Teetering on the verge is our headline. Teetering. It's like if I'm teetering on a cliff, doesn't mean I'm going to fall off. I give you real analysis. I give you real information. I told you they'd announce a Bank of the World and a global currency as the solution of the European crisis in the Obama deception 3 years ago. I told you that 15 years ago because I'm reading globalist documents that are public. I told you they're adding sterilants to the vaccines because I have the documents. My job is really quite easy. I actually listen to what the globalists are saying, and I'll dig out some more articles. I forgot to do it because I was busy talking today before we went live. I've got the articles from yesterday about, in fact, just type it into the search engine, Euro on the verge of collapse. Euro could collapse within days. This is what the world really is in this position. Now, 2.5 weeks ago, Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, Bob Baer, former top CIA black op commander, George Herbert Walker Bush's and George W. Bush's top Iran specialist, all of them came out and said, "This Iran did not do this used car salesman wanting to kill the Saudi ambassador and blow stuff up in D.C. This has got to be fake as a political stunt to launch a war on Iran." Yeah, there it is. Greek government may collapse on Friday. That's mainstream news. Berlusconi's coalition on the verge of collapse. You can pull up the articles about pull up Euro on the verge of collapse, and you'll get dozens of Times, London, Financial Times. No, you did put in Euro on the verge of collapse. It's just bringing up the Greek stuff. You can look deeper; it'll come up. The point is that all of this is happening, all of this is going on, and this is real. Now, let me continue. All of my sources, day one, and my own research said. They're getting ready. They've delivered bunker busters and cluster bombs to Israel. Israel thinks Iran's building a nuke. They attacked in 81 the Iraqi nuclear power plant and blew it up. They attacked in 2007 the Syrian secret facility. Remember that? And I said, look, the word we've got, and I've had families been sent to Kuwait. I talked to an Air Force officer on the plane last Tuesday. I've got all these other sources, and they all, well, my cousin wouldn't say, but the point is, all these sources are saying, yes, Israel is intending to strike Iran. And I said within 2 weeks is what I've been told, and now it's been 2 weeks, or, as others have said before, the deep winter kicks in the next month. I don't know. All I know is we're on the verge of seeing a strike on Iran and all the craziness that comes from that. What is in Sky Television? That's Fox News of England, of Europe. Israel considers preemptive attack on Iran. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to rally support in his cabinet for an attack on Iran, according to government sources. And see, they tried this stage deal, whether you're for attacking Iran or not. It's admitted it was staged that Iranian, who it turned out was working for the Iranian opposition groups in Washington, they were the ones that set him up, even if you believe he was really an idiot patsy who thought he was going to do this, and the known pothead drug dealer idiot reportedly, is that they're trying to set it up right now. They're trying to get it right now. They're trying to get this system through. That fell on its face because a bunch of elements of the Pentagon, like Colonel Schaefer, who came out and said it was all a pretext to attack Iran, are coming out and saying it's bull. Hundreds of analysts total. Steve Pachinik. The list goes on and on. The green light is on. Now, it dimmed down to almost nothing. But then the White House said, well, we've got more people saying that there's other plots by Iran to attack us. And so Netanyahu is now publicly in the Knesset. He is now publicly in the Knesset and in his cabinet trying to get his own cabinet. He fired, he got rid of the old head of the Mossad over this. He got rid of the defense minister earlier this year or late last year over all of this. I mean, this is really going on. This is really happening. This is really unfolding. And so there you have it right there. This is Sky News. Israel considers preemptive attack on Iran. He's going before the Knesset and the parliament asking for it and saying they're preparing to do it. No kidding. They just released 1,000 Palestinians out of their jails. The Washington Times sources, who know people inside his cabinet, said Netanyahu thinks that he's going to end up being like Churchill against Hitler and that he's going to strike him. I mean, what more do you need? The point is, Cheney came within inches of being able to stage an attack on U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz to blame it on Iran. That came out in New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner. The system is galloping towards this now. Does that mean it's going to happen? No. Just because you're on the edge of a cliff doesn't mean you're going to fall off. We need to pull back from this. Three times in the last 6 years, there's been imminent war with Iran, and the public got the word out. The public said no. The majority of Israelis don't want this attack. His own military advisors don't want this attack. The Mossad has told him not. I mean, the Mossad certainly doesn't shrink from a fight or greenlighting a war. 3 weeks ago, Leon Panetta, the director of the Defense Department, he came back. And he said Israel is totally isolated now and may basically attack Iran. And again, it's all over the news. So we're not saying there's going to be an attack. What we're saying is he is in the Knesset trying to get authorization for it. And still, in this military mind control system, people say, oh, there's not even a discussion of an attack. Be quiet. Those are operatives, folks. They don't want the American people having a debate about this imminent attack because they know you're against it on average and that you're going to stand up and say no to Congress, put pressure on Israel not to do this. So they just say at Waco, when they're ramming a tank into the building and burning it down, this is not an assault. Mars attacks. The Martians are shooting people, saying, don't run, we are your friends. And people stop and get shot. This mind control doesn't work on me. Regardless of what you want to say about Alex Jones, Benjamin Netanyahu is up there trying to get permission to preemptively strike Iran. Okay? That's real. You know, he got up in front of the Knesset and called for it. Okay? He gave a speech. We can play it here. Gave it in Hebrew. I mean, I can sit there and play it for you. Let's get past Alex Jones. They are openly wanting to do this right now. And I can't believe there's so much mind control out there. Now, if we stop this from happening, I will then be attacked and told I said there was going to be a war with Iran 100%. No, I said it's green-lighted. They're going ahead with it if they can sell it. But the whole fake terror thing with the used car salesman blew up in their face, pun intended. So they're trying to green-light it again right now. Face the issue.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
David Cameron came out yesterday. I have that article in my stack. The Prime Minister of England had said it's time to start censoring the internet because of the global crisis. Can't have the people exposing his criminality, not letting the Brits or people in the UK, period, have a vote on whether they're brought into the Euro. And here's the London Guardian. UK military steps up plans for Iran attack amid fresh nuclear fears. British officials consider contingency options to back up possible U.S. action as fears mount over Tehran's capability. Sky Television. Here's Alternet. Here's Reuters. Israel test fires missile as Iran debate rages. Who was right again 2.5 weeks ago that the green light? My sources off record said they told us to be ready in 2 weeks. I said green light, 2 weeks. Basically, again, not attack within 2 weeks. That any time after 2 weeks from now, it's on. Now, we can back this off. Netanyahu goes before the Knesset, says, I want permission to attack Iran preemptively, because they know how illegal that is, a preemptive strike. The Brits are getting ready. In our news, it's reported that the government is testing shutting down communications during crises. What day is it this month? I forgot. Guys, look at Watson's article, EAS Alert, November, where this month they're going to practice taking over all radio and TV, even if you don't want them to. Before, you had to tune to the FEMA frequency when it ordered it to, but it's always, since 96, been wired in to take over. Now they're testing that coming up later in the month. Are you starting to get how crazy this is? But if we're awake to what's happening and speak out against all these wars and takeovers, they may back off. Microphones in streetlights listening to you? Yeah, give me the date of that, because we've been covering it forever. It's November 25th? No. I don't want the date of the article about it. I want the date of the EAS takeover drill. Thanks. There it is. FEMA press release right there, that green link. That'll take you to it right there. Yeah. November 9th. Oh, what's Israel saying right now? They could strike him any day. And now here we are, November 2nd. And the government saying they'll take over with the EAS alert system. We covered it, of course, back in February. Beck was freaking out about it last week. November 9th at, 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central. So I guess during my show on AM and FM stations, while you're listening, it doesn't matter. You're going to hear the feds come on. And, you know, they're so dumb. They could even attack Iran on that day and then set off nukes here in the U.S. and say Iran did it, bring in martial law. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but things like that are a possibility with this group of criminals in control. And no one will ask, why'd you have a drill already set for that day? And then it all happened on that day. By the way, if you looked at the November 9th, 11, 9, 11, and reversed that, The globalists are totally obsessed. And I'm not saying something's going to happen on that day, because talking about it can stop them from doing it. Or they may have the takeover drill that day and attack Iran a week later. The point is, he's in the Knesset, Benjamin Netanyahu, calling for this. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's the FCC's website, emergency alert, nationwide test, November 9th, 2011, 2 p.m. Eastern. My show will be preempted by Big Brother. On AM and FMs, you'll be able to hear this happen. And they're sticking their hands down our pants at the airport, now setting up warrantless checkpoints on the road, and Netanyahu says he's getting ready to strike them, and England says they're getting ready, that the U.S. is getting ready. But I'm the conspiracy theorist. I shouldn't be concerned about any of this. No, they want to deny it's happening, as they admit it's happening, so you won't get upset, get involved, and get ready. Don't forget, the Money Bomb's coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m., 24-hour plus transmission with an incredible lineup of guests. You just heard Dave Mustaine. Jesse Ventura is coming up, and tons of key news. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.